muddy conditions continue impacting calf and feeder demand. Unless resolved soon, the direct and indirect impacts of tariffs and trade issues will likely weigh heavy on the economy. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of January. There were a few early negotiated fed cattle sales in Nebraska Monday at $122.50 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Live sales there last week were at mostly $123. Cattle futures closed higher, buoyed by firmer outside markets and oversold conditions. There's also the most open interest in live cattle for at least 9 months. Live cattle futures closed an average of 76 cents higher across a range of 37 cents higher at the back of the board to 127 higher in spot Feb. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher. Corn futures closed fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were steady to firm on moderate to fairly good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 23 cents lower Monday afternoon at $214.28 a hundredweight. Select was 55 cents higher at $208.21. Here's a sampling of trends from the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds were selling $2 to $7 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where an estimated 14,000 head were on offer. That's compared to the last regular sale 3 weeks earlier. Steers weighing more than 550 pounds were selling steady to $4 lower. Similarly, heifers weighing less than 500 pounds were selling $2 to $7 higher and steady to $4 lower at heavier weights. Also through mid-session, feeder steers were selling steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where an estimated 11,000 head were on offer. That's compared to the last sale, December 17th. Steer calves were trading $1 to $3 lower. Heifer calves and feeders were selling unevenly steady. The AMS reporter on hand for the sale noted, "Heavy rain and snow has most of the trade area in very muddy conditions, and these conditions are discouraging calf buyers from buying at this time." Finally, lightweight steers sold $1 to $10 higher at Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa compared to Thursday's sale. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds traded $4 to $9 lower, but $2 to $4 higher at 800 pounds. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $3 to $14 higher and $1 to $9 higher at heavier weights. There are 2,175 head on offer. Follow-through support helped major U.S. financial indices close higher Monday, maintaining robust gains from the previous session. Optimism included Friday's employment report and hopes concerning trade talks with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 98 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 17 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 84 points. Evolving market dynamics make it easy to underestimate how the impacts and costs of trade issues will continue to grow this year, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Direct impacts from tariffs are the most visible. In particular, Peel mentions the impact on U.S. pork and soybeans resulting from reciprocal tariffs with China. There's also the impact on U.S. pork and dairy products from tariffs imposed by some countries in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Economic impacts of tariffs may be initially limited mostly to changes in margins if the disruptions are perceived to be short-lived, Peel explains. Later, he says, the impacts will evolve from the initial market shock to larger and more permanent adjustments. With more time and ongoing uncertainty about trade issues, he says more and more of the costs of tariffs are passed on to buyers, alternative product flows develop, lost market shares become much more difficult to undo. The direct costs of tariffs are difficult to measure, but certainly grow over time, he says. Moreover, Peel notes the costs of lost opportunity are incalculable. For instance, Peel says, the U.S. withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, 2 years ago. The remaining 11 countries continued and revised the agreement. Not only does the U.S. not have the benefit of tariff adjustments and increased market access with TPP, Peel explains the U.S. will be increasingly less competitive and likely lose ground relative to other TPP participants. All of that is before considering the toll tariffs levy on the overall U.S. economy. It's nearly impossible to know how much trade and investment has been postponed or abandoned as a result of trade uncertainty the past 2 years, Peel says. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of January. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.